Pislinch councillors are excited about moving ahead with major renovations and upgrades at Pislinch Community Centre Park. At Wednesday's meeting, council finalized a transfer payment agreement that will see the federal and provincial governments cover 73%, up to $1.5 million, of the planned $2 million project. Work is expected to include upgrades to the soccer field, parking lot, site drainage and landscaping, along with providing lighted walkway connections. An accessible play area, gazebo, picnic shelter and new bleachers, lighting and fencing are also being proposed, as is an upgraded track at the tractor pull venue. Plans still need to be finalized by council. Senior governments are also contributing $208,000 toward the replacement of lighting and upgrading of washrooms at Old Marriston Park. The total cost of that project is estimated at $283,000, CAUN. Jessica Goida acknowledged township staff and council for their hard work and persistence on these two projects, which are hugely invaluable to our community. These now have the funding to come to life, Goida said. And I think that's just such a huge benefit to our entire community. This is something that should really be celebrated. Mayor James Seeley said he'd heard of other municipalities that weren't as lucky in receiving funding for their projects. We're in a very fortunate situation, and it's just a reflection of this entire team, Seeley said. Everybody's working hard and diligent and has the community in their mind. It's very rewarding. In a telephone interview, Pislinch Director of Finance, Treasurer Mary Hassan said the next step is for staff to report to council with itemized costing for the Community Center Park project. Once councillors approve what elements they want included at the park, architects can get started on the project's detailed design. Specific items and costing isn't finalized yet, she said. Hassan said at this point she couldn't provide a timeline of when construction might start, but the grant stipulates the project must be completed by the end of 2026.